Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
With the 22nd pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Andre Dillard, tackle, Washington State.
Let's say that Tytus Howard has a 10-year career. Let's say he stays at guard. Mm-hmm. And for 10 years, Tytus Howard is a quality guard. He earns that second contract, even goes to a couple Pro Bowls. But in Philadelphia, the man who went right before him, the man who a lot of people felt the Houston Texans needed more than anything, left tackle Andre Dillard is the best left tackle in the game. Mm-hmm. He's an all-pro every year. He's holding it down for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he is doing his thing. What will you be saying about the selection of Tytus Howard and the inability of the Texans to trade up for the guy that they knew they wanted and everyone knew they wanted on draft night?
I wouldn't, in that case, that scenario, 10 years, couple Pro Bowls, I wouldn't be that upset about it. You got bamboozled. You got had. You got, as the kids like to say, right? The Texans were clearly waiting for Andre Dillard, and they got. I mean, he dropped out of the top 10. Some people had him as a top 5 player. We loved him. We talked about Andre Dillard a lot. Everybody seemed to think he was going to be an absolute monster in the NFL. And thus far, as you know, you may have heard those numbers I gave out in the last segment, he's taken the NFL by storm in terms of like new fresh faces that are really turning heads. He's been perfect. He's been the perfect left tackle. Zero pressures as a left tackle. The overall number one ranked tackle in the NFL for the preseason. But if you give me 10 years, 2 Pro Bowls out of Tytus Howard, I'm good with it. You got done. I mean, that it happens. You know, you didn't expect them. Maybe you were asleep at the switch. Maybe that had something to do with Brian Gain getting fired. Maybe that was a big argument. You know, we've always talked about there had to be some sort of tipping point, you know, between Gain and whether it was Easterby or Cal or certainly Bill O'Brien, you know, that there was this, there had to be a flashpoint, even though there was a lot of festering feelings and they weren't getting along, you know, even though we didn't know it at the time, there had to be something that kind of tripped the wire, right? Maybe that was it. Maybe Bill O'Brien was like, let's move up. Let's get Dillard. Or maybe it was, you know, some other coach or whomever it was, and they didn't do it. For whatever reason, you didn't get the guy that it looks as if is going to be an absolute stud. But if you give me 10 years and 2 Pro Bowls out of Tytus Howard, I'm good with it because that's a good career.
Landry Locker, John Lopez talking about rookie Tytus Howard. I think Tytus is going to be good. You know, I think Tytus Howard is going to be very, very good. And I also think he's going to be a productive member in this town. I think he's going to be a guy that the fans are going to take a liking to. I think he's going to be one of the leaders of this team whenever this team does have a Super Bowl window with Deshaun Watson. So I don't think people are going to look back at the Tytus Howard selection as a bad one. I also think he could end up being a pretty good left tackle. So I don't think that it'll be bad. I don't think that they'll end up regretting it too much. But I do know that Dillard and Tytus Howard are going to be connected for a very long time. And yeah. I know Albert Breer said that Tytus was the guy from the very beginning. I'm not so sure about that. I have no idea, and we'll never have any way of knowing. But I do
know
that
these
two guys will be connected for a long time. Well, we don't know. We won't know if the Texans wanted Dillard. Because Breer, I think, tried to make the case that maybe they would have taken Howard had both them been on the board.
If Dillard and Howard were on the board at the same time and they went with Howard,
it would have been an eruption.
They would be getting destroyed. I don't see how they would not want Dillard. I mean, the guy was a consensus, you know, number one tackle in the draft. But maybe they didn't, you know, maybe that's part of the reason Gain got fired. Well, who knows?
The worst part about it is that the price to move up, this is the salt on the wound, and this is under the hypothetical that Dillard ends up being the better player. The price that was on the board, likely if they would wanted to trade up, according to the reports, was a 3rd round pick,
mm-hmm.
and that's what the chart says. And you know who you selected with that third round pick. You selected a tight end. You selected Kahale Waring. So it would be a double-edged sword because Kahale Waring, he hasn't even been on the field right now. Mm-hmm. It is kind of weird that two of your top rookies right now, really three, if you look at Lonnie Johnson too, you have Titus Howard, who broke his finger. Yeah. He's going to be ready for week one. Kahale Waring has been on and off the practice field, mainly off during training camp. That's your third round pick. And then your second round pick, Lonnie Johnson, he's been on and off the field as well. Didn't play on Saturday. And Max Sharping's really been your only guy that's been on the practice field the entire time. Your second round could be your starting right guard right now. So the rookies have kind of been on and off. Maybe a lot of that's precaution, but it is interesting that rookies are getting hurt.
I also feel, that a lot of people are going to compare them. I'll put it this way. Titus Howard has to be at least good and last a long time for you not to regret this as a Texans fan. If he's average or in and out or whatever, only plays 5 years, and Andre Dillard becomes what you just described, and what it looks like he's certainly is in the preseason, well, then you're going to be kicking yourself because you brought in Matt Khalil. You brought in Matt. See, that's the other part of this. Not only did you pass on Andre Dillard or not pass on him, but let somebody jump ahead of you for Andre Dillard, you brought in Matt Khalil because that was going to be your answer at left tackle. And then you got this other dude that's just, kicking butt. So they're going to be tied at the hip for a long time.
Well, 713-572-4610. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say with this Titus Howard situation, not you guys, because obviously you're saying it straight, but I've been hearing a lot of spin about this Titus Howard situation. And the fact is we've needed a left tackle since we traded, Dwayne Brown. And we had cap room, and we went and drafted a first-round pick who apparently is going to be a guard. That's a failure, and that's a miss, right? I mean, a lot of stuff can happen down the line, but the fact is we needed a left tackle, and we apparently drafted a left guard. And I just keep hearing, so much if he's good at guard. Like, left guards and left tackles do not have the same value. We would not have drafted a left guard at number in the first round at all. And it's a miss. I mean, maybe that's why Brian Gain got fired, but I keep hearing all this obfuscation about this guy, and it's like if he's not a left tackle on day one, it's a problem because we still don't have one. And
appreciate you, Gary.
I'm not going to say it's a miss, but I think what I would say is maybe miscalculation because they needed help everywhere on the line. I mean, if he's an absolute, regular, big time, not even a Pro Bowl, but a big time, productive left guard, I'm good with that. But he is right. Gary is right. You need that left tackle more than anything. And I think that's the thing. Khalil, getting him in, and if Roderick Johnson doesn't work out, then you're going to be back looking for another left tackle.
But he doesn't necessarily have to start out at left tackle to eventually be a left tackle. I mean, the Cowboys started Lyle Collins out at guard. He's now their right tackle. And then they're molding the guy that they currently have at guard, Connor Williams, out of Texas, to be a right tackle. So it does happen like that sometimes. But I will agree with him that left tackle is – if you asked every single GM in the NFL,
that's where it starts.
Which would you rather have? Would you rather have a good left tackle or a good left guard? Left tackle is going to be the answer every time.
Yeah, no, 100%, because that's so hard to get. That's why they're highest paid outside of quarterbacks. That's why they're the highest paid player on the field.
The other thing I do wonder, as we continue to look at Matt Khalil, who for the sixth straight day is not practicing for the Texans, not sixth straight practice, but sixth straight day since that bad practice on Wednesday, is – what happens if Matt Khalil gets cut this weekend? Because Titus Howard was getting the second team reps at left tackle. So does that mean that now it's Davenport and Johnson, and then you put someone else on the left side or what? At what point does Titus Howard return to practice with that hurt finger? You got to wonder where the reps go. Do they bring someone in off the street? Are we going to see a trade? To me, if you just told me right now the Texans trade for Trent Williams, boom, problem solved.
100%.
Everything's 100%. Good.
And then I could give two flips about Andre Dillard. Good. I'm glad you're having a great career. Right? if you can, because the left tackle position is so important. There comes a point also where Titus Howard has to settle in one spot. I know he's getting his reps elsewhere, and that's good. You need that. You need those reps and versatility, as they like to say. But I want the line. I want to be able to go to that press box or go into the stands every Sunday at NRG Stadium and know who the five players are on the line. Because for the last 2 years, I haven't.
I think you will now.
But I haven't. Like, I could walk into that, stadium on any given Sunday and not know who exactly we're going to be starting online.
It is interesting, you know, when you turn on the TV and you're watching the game and you know how they put up the pictures of the players.
Oh, they're the same old guys. And then the Texans come up and like, who? Why is he at right guard? You know, it's like, it's crazy.
It's so true.
I want to know. So I want to pencil. I want to pencil in a lineup.
It is so true.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
What?
Huh?
Suofilo.
I didn't even know he could play guard.
I thought he was going to get traded.
I thought he was a center.
That's right.
Oh, Rankin's at tackle?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought he was a guard.
Rankin
he's a left tackle.
Left tackle. Yes.
Left tackle week one.
Yeah.
After missing training camp. Left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Left tackle, John. Let that soak in. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Texans about to leave the practice field. We're going to hear from Bill O'Brien, as well as a member of the Texans fighting to make the team that has one of the best stories that you will ever hear. Vincent Smith's going to join in the Loop next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.